Adventures in Dwarf School. Welcome to you to Season 2, Episode 5. A hunting we will go.
Parental discretion is advised.
Fine mess you've gotten us into. I didn't call the colonel an ass, and by the way, thanks for enlightening the general on our exploits.
Oh, nah, coño. I was not about to let you in the air while I was down here facing death. That wouldn't be fair now.
Corporal Nash and Lieutenant Shorts reporting as ordered, sir.
Damn, you're a scary motherfucker. Portis and Weems.
Shorts? What kind of name is that? Anyway, gear up. The op starts in 10.
Sir, you two are the ones that brought the dead one back, right?
Yeah, that was us.
Told ya. We are so dead.
So what are you trying to say? Look, if it were up to me, I wouldn't go back in there.
But it's not. So get your gear and load up the Humvee. Oh, and Twitty, take care of these two.
Yep, that guy's an asshole. We are gonna die. Let's go.
General only sent us 4 out to capture one of these things. I know we have air support and all, and with the zone being down, still, who knows how many of those creatures are still out here?
Well, we only need one. A little scared, I take it. So, Shorts, where are you from?
West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank God the bomb didn't damage the city much.
Nash! How about you? Where are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, give that radio to Nash, since Shorts will be manning the gun, and you, my friend, get the trank gun.
You know, I would say something. Pull over here so I can take a leak. Then we can get set and ready before going in. Oh, one more thing. You better drive like the devil.
Oh, you can bet on that. It's my Millennium Falcon. Oh, yeah. Give that good luck charm of yours a kiss. We're going to need it on this one.
Support's about to take off from the base now. Geared up and ready to go. Hey, Portez, the last time you faced this thing, there was only one of them, right?
Nope. We pulled up on one eating something, then another fell from the building onto the truck, and we all went for a ride.
So just one of those things did all that damage to the Jeep?
Yeah.
This is Sparrow One, your eye in the sky. As of now, I'm hovering about 2 clicks northwest to your position and awaiting orders.
Sparrow One, Meat Wagon, 5x5, copy.
Really? Meat Wagon? What are you, a jinx?
It was a joke.
Bad one. Hey, you all heard what he said, right? 2 clicks back? Might as well be a world away. This city is fucked.
Yeah, it's pretty bad going in, and we still don't know if support can fly in the city yet. Even though the zone may be down, the air is still the same, so we'll see. Any ideas on where we should start looking?
Where were you the last time? Let's start there first.
Sounds good to me. Cortez, what's the city skim look like?
We're good. Three more streets up, then a right. Game time.
For listening to Adventures in George School. For other great stuff from us, visit us at adventuresings.com and like us on Facebook. And join the discussion as a member of Friends of George School Facebook group. Thank you!
This is so freaking weird. There's nothing but a howling wind. Alright, here we go. We got some cocoons in the trees at 11 o'clock.
Damn. Must be getting warmer.
Alright, everyone. Stay alert. Hey, you see your car yet?
Man, will you keep your mind on business at hand? And no, I haven't seen it.
Wait a minute, your car's around here somewhere?
No, it was a burnt-out Mercedes on the side of the road. And lo and behold, here we go. Take it slow.
Yeah, let's get this done.
You know, we've been in this city for a while, and nothing. Just some empty cocoons. Where the hell'd they all go?
Looks like in there.
V-Wagon, Sparrow 1. Be advised you have movement on rooftops east of your position.
Sparrow 1, can you identify?
Looks like you boys got some spiders headed your way. Hold on. Firing, 2. We have a hit. V-Wagon, carry on.
Now, would you look at this? A hollowed out building with unbroken cocoons hanging from the rafters.
Hey, Portes, I got an idea.
Yeah, no, that's death waiting in there.
Hey. We need to find one of those damn things. Why not one that is still in a cocoon? Maybe less of a fight. And look, we're headed that way now.
I got eyes all around us.
Stop! And back up! Back up!
V-Wagon, be advised, you're now out of my field of vision.
Copy that, Sparrow 1. We found some cocoons. Having a quick look.
Copy. They're dead.
Okay, heads up. We're on our own, and I'm not dying today.
What's it looking like up there? You see anything?
No, nothing. This is getting real creepy.
Creepy is not the word for this.
Why'd you stop?
We're being herded.
All right, get us out of here!
We're moving!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Hey, snap out of it! You think you could give Shorts a hand and kill something?
Yeah, on that.
And do you have any idea where you're going?
I mean, the water of the street is not blocked.
Did you say blocked? Oh shit, the readiness again.
Guys, the spiders are gone.
Yep.
this is bad. All bad.
Orders, sir? Should I open fire?
No, we need one alive. Well, shoot one with a dart.
Oh, now? Well, all right.
Did you just see that? They pulled it away from the front.
It's fucked. Hang on. Dude, what are you doing?
We are definitely not staying here and getting torn apart. We need a new plan.
Lock the road with the Humvee and Nash, get ready to open that door.
What?
Just get ready. Now! Open the door!
Holy shit!
Stick it! Stick it! Stick it! Drive!
Alright?
Just had 7 heart attacks, but I'll be fine. This thing is fucking heavy. I can't move.
Okay, then. Come on, bro.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get us the hell out of here.
Okay, give me the marker, and I'll call him the strike.
Yeah, that fell out of the window when this hell beast jumped in the back seat with me.
Out the window? Out the window, bro? Okay, you take the train. If it wakes up, you hit with it.
So we can't call air support. Great. Hopefully, he will see we are in the shit when he comes to help out.
You know, I bet he's trying to call us right now.
I need a belt change.
Can't help with that.
Damn it.
What's going on with them? Can't raise them, but they're still on the scope. Let's swing around for a better angle.
We're running out of real estate real quick.
They're so on us.
Ah, damn. Go through. Go through!
There you are. Firing 3. Firing 4.
George School would like to thank all who helped create this episode. We would like to thank the creators from SoundLead.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
Sparrow One. Sorry, my voice broke right there.
Bad one. Hey, you all heard what he said, right? 2 clicks away? He might as well be another world.
So we can't call air support. Great. Hopefully, he see where this shit and comes...
Oh, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Must be getting warmer. Like that, or am I quieter? I'm still in the vehicle.
Right.
So I still want to project higher again? Like, damn, must be getting warmer. No. So just like, I picture myself holding the gun, go, damn, looking at these cocoons, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shorts? What kind of name is that? Anyway, gear up on the op.
Shit, sorry.
Nah, coño. I was not allowed to let you in the air when I was down here facing death. Fuck you! That wouldn't be fair now, would it? Hey, man, if you're gonna fuck up big, okay?
Yeah, that fell out of the window when this hell beast jumped in on... gee, Jesus. Copy that, Sparrow One. No, I didn't go deep. Start over.